More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Earlier this summer, Idaho history was made as the first chef from the Gem State won a James Beard Award. Chris Camori, co-owner of Kin in downtown Boise, was named Best Chef Mountain Region. He was among five finalists in the category, which also included the co-owner and chef at Amano, which is in Caldwell. And today we're lucky enough to have Chris join us to talk about this recognition. Chris, it's nice to have you back on the program.
Yeah, nice to be back, Gemma. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. So for those folks who aren't familiar, Chris, what are the James Beard Awards and why are they so important?
Well, I guess commonly they're referred to as the Oscars for the restaurant world, the culinary scene, as well as service and bartending as well. Every year it's annual, they select a number of nominees for semifinalists. I believe there's about 20 or so per region. There are larger and more nationally based categories as well. And then it's just kind of like secret judges coming around. We still don't know who any of them are. There's a collection that then vote on that list of semifinalists. They narrow it down to five finalists, and then those five fly to Chicago. And I guess the reason why they compare it to the Oscars is because there's the whole envelope unveiling. They list the nominees and one person goes up on stage and gives a little thank you speech.
And so in your opinion, I mean, why does an award like this matter? Why is it, you know, important within the culinary world?
Sure. I mean, you know, we never did chase the award directly or accolades in general, but not necessarily for us. I mean, it is good for us and good for business, but it's more for the whole community. I mean, you mentioned Sal and Becca out at Amano in Caldwell. Mm-hmm. So it's this recognition. It kind of legitimizes the restaurant industry for the whole valley. It feels like, you know, there's a little bit of a spotlight on not just us, but everyone in town. And so that helps a lot for tourism, food tourism, as well as hopefully, you know, making it seem like Boise is a place that young cooks can come or stay and learn.
Mm. You know, it's so interesting because, you know, these James Beard Awards, I mean, of course, you always hear about them in really large cities, right? New York, Seattle, L.A., Chicago. And for years, you know, in a lot of ways, I know even when I moved here back in the late 90s, you know, people would just lament the lack of a food scene in Idaho and in Boise. And it has really exploded over the last two decades. But yet it still has been this hidden gem, Chris. And I mean, when you started your career, even what was that like for you being in a location where, I mean, I don't want to say that it was that Idaho was a joke, but it was kind of, you know, people would kind of roll their eyes if they thought, oh, there's no way there could be good food in Idaho.
Sure. I mean, I moved out here 10 years ago this summer, and I was coming from Portland, Oregon. And when I would tell people, friends and like employers that I was moving out to Idaho, they just kind of scoff, like, what are you going to do out there? And, you know, there was a semblance of, at the beginning at our previous restaurant, no one thought we were going to succeed because of that mentality of like, oh, Boise's not ready for this. To a certain degree, it was kind of freeing to be an outlier, or like, just, you know, there was less pressure because no one expected us to go anywhere with it. And so we were able to really, you know, identify our own style and grow freely into how we cooked and how we wanted to have a restaurant and serve people. For the valley itself, you know, it has a really big advantage, and that's the agricultural side. So any restaurant and kitchen that is dedicated to, you know, local farms, ranches, purveyors, things like that, I mean, there's an incredible bounty here. Even more produce than what the restaurants can absorb. And the farmers are gaining knowledge and gaining experience. And so the whole system together is just like growing exponentially. So now that there's larger places coming into town and more people, it feels like, to a certain degree, there's a growing infrastructure within the restaurant community as well.
You know, I've always thought that in regards to the agricultural piece, is that I've just thought to myself, like, is that what makes the food scene so unique in the Treasure Valley? Because first off, it feels so incredibly interconnected, and there is, I mean, true farm to table. And I don't necessarily feel that way when I'm in a larger city and they might have phenomenal food, but there is this interconnectedness that I feel that's so incredibly unique to our area.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. You know, in large cities, not every place is going to be able to serve food and ingredients close in. And, you know, the truth is here, not every place does it. In fact, probably right. not even half the places do it. But there is the availability of that. And it still has this kind of like, you know, Boise's in the area is growing rapidly, but it still has a little bit of this small town feel to where you know the people. You said interconnectedness, and that's everything that we think about here at Canaan Art House is how we connect. And that's not just within us or with our guests, it's also with these farms. And so we develop these relationships with them that are very true. You know, like I said, we've been growing in parallel with a lot of them. So as they find new things, it kind of excites us, and it's this bounce back.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we should note, you've been a semifinalist 5 times in this category. And, you know, and then, you know, you're a finalist, you win the award back in June, you know, and as we mentioned, there's only 5 finalists. And to have 2 finalists from Idaho, when you were competing against restaurants in Salt Lake City, in Denver, I was just so blown away by the fact that, wow, in a category like this, and we've got 2 chefs in Idaho. What was that like for you and for Sid? I know that, I mean, you know the folks at Amano well, and their restaurant is phenomenal. But just to have 2 finalists from Idaho.
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible sign for the growth of the food scene here, you know? Yeah, it just felt good, like almost confidence boosting to have Sal and Becca. And we were actually on the same flight out as them. And so it felt like we were kind of a team, you know, like there's a little bit of competition amongst restaurants, but I don't really believe in that. It's more that, you know, we're raising each other up. And so for it to not just be us, but to stretch it all the way across the valley is just like, it's a great, great sign for what's to come.
Yeah. I only have about less than a minute left with you. What was it like in that moment when your name was called?
Well, yeah, it was surreal. I would say that I didn't see or hear my name called. It was just our crew. We brought our whole crew. So 24 people, and they were, they exploded. And I figured, well, you know, we must have won. And as I was walking down, there was this split second where I was like, yeah, I didn't actually see it myself. And is this the most embarrassing moment of my life?
Yeah, if you had to turn back around and it wasn't you, yeah.
no one was cutting me off or waving me off. So I got up there, and yeah, I mean, it was like a dream, you know, just like kind of half in, half out, but incredible. And meeting so many people there was really special.
Well, thank you for taking time to talk to us about this. It's exciting for you. It's so exciting for Idaho and the entire restaurant and agricultural industry here. So I really appreciate you taking some time.
Yeah, of course. We'd love to see you down at our art house bar as well, Gemma.
Oh, well, you know, I don't say no to a good cocktail. So don't worry about that. We've been talking with James Beard Award winner Chris Komori. He is the co-owner and chef at Kin Restaurant in Boise. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.